River 1467 Sunraysia's Feel Good Station. Joining me on the phone, Lauren McNee, clinical trainer at Audica. Now, Audica, first of all, we're talking hearing loss, aren't we?
We sure are.
It's a little bit of a worry. It is great to have your company on this Tuesday morning. Hearing loss, a huge issue here in Australia, a huge issue here in Sunraysia. But is this correct in Australia? One in six Australians are expected to experience hearing loss?
Yeah, absolutely. The research shows us that one in six experience hearing loss, but only 21% are planning on getting a hearing test in the next 12 months. So that's definitely something we need to get onto.
That's scary. That's a lot of people in Australia then.
It sure is. With noise exposure and age and all those things that can contribute to hearing loss, it does impact a lot of people.
Now, we are talking about here in Sunraysia, a big farming community here. Regional areas, there's more people living with hearing loss in regional areas compared to the major cities, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I think at the end of the day, a lot of regional areas have noise exposure, whether that be through, as you said earlier when we were talking, your farming experience or social things, it can be a noisy environment as opposed to potentially regional areas where there's a little bit more office work that might be a bit quieter and what have you. So that noise exposure can make a big difference.
I was going to ask, what's the best steps that we can take to look after our hearing? You know, a little bit of prevention instead of cure is always good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think wear your hearing protection. I mean, even if it's for a quick job, I'm just going to do one quick thing. It takes a few seconds to put that hearing protection in and it can make all the difference. And I guess the second part of that is keep on top of your hearing check. Get it checked. It doesn't hurt. It's quick and easy. And then you've got a bit of an idea of what's going on so it doesn't sneak away from you.
I was going to ask, is it uncomfortable to get your hearing checked?
Not at all. It's completely painless. We've got an online hearing test that you can do at our website. So if you head to audica.com.au, which is A-U-D-I-K-A, you can do an online hearing test for free. Alternatively, you can pop into a hearing clinic and we can do a test for you, which is completely painless and it doesn't take long. We just let you find out what tones you can hear at different volumes and do some word testing with you.
Lovely. And you're teaming up with Terry White Chemist as well, I understand.
We sure are, yes. So we've got screenings occurring across different Terry White Chemists, just really to get the word out there to go and get it checked. Go and see what's happening with your hearing.
Look, what are some of the warning signs to look for? Because, we were just talking off air. I know a lot of people with hearing issues. What are some of those warning signs?
Yeah, I think one of the key things is you start to feel like you're missing things in a noisy environment, the beginnings and ends of words. You're asking people for repeats. Often one of the really big telltale signs is your partner or your family. I know my dad ended up with hearing aids because I went away for a weekend with him. And oh my gosh, after 2 days with him, I was like, we're getting a hearing tested. I didn't realise it was that bad. So it's really just about seeing those signs around you. Because our hearing does drop away gradually, it's quite hard to notice. It's unlike, if you slice your finger, it's there in front of you and it's hurting. Whereas with our hearing, it just drops away gradually and often you think you're coping. But with hearing, you don't realise what you're missing it because you've missed it. So if your partner or your friends are getting cross, the TV volume's going up, they can all be a sign to just go and see what's going on.
Even more important than when you're talking about if you need glasses or not, because you can tell you need glasses, but hearing's sort of different again.
Yeah, and often people think, I'm losing, I'm coping okay, I can still hear. Well, you can still hear, but you're losing the clarity often. What we see first of all is those sort of soft sibilant S-T-H type sounds are the ones that can drop off first, which means you're losing the clarity. You might be turning the volume up or, as I said, asking for repeats when people are speaking.
Yeah, makes sense. Look, and there's plenty of things that could be done if there's an issue that's found, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a huge number of options available to us. Hearing aid technology has come a very, very long way. The devices we fit now are incredibly discreet. A lot of them have Bluetooth. Unfortunately, when people think of hearing aids, they still think of very clunky old technology, which, if I said to you to think about a television or a mobile phone, you wouldn't think of something out of the 90s. So I would encourage people to think the same way about hearing devices. They're discreet. We also have accessories and TV listening devices and communication tactics that we can teach you, depending on what the level of hearing loss is.
Makes sense. It makes sense. So I guess the big thing is get it done. Get it checked.
That's right. It doesn't hurt. It's a free online test. Go and do it today.
And again, what was the website?
It's audika.com.au, audika.com.au.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. I think you've encouraged me because, of course, getting towards that 50 mark and 50 and over, it's probably worthwhile as well to get it done just as a matter of course.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Lauren McNee, again, clinical trainer at Audika. That is Audika with a K, not a C.